I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo in Bridgeport plans to reopen on June 1st after closing to visitors back in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. I spoke with Zoo Director Greg Dancho, who says animal care staff have continued working throughout the shutdown.
The reason for that is the animals here have to be taken care of on a seven-day-a-week basis no matter what. We have to take care of them, we have to feed them, we have to give them all of the support they need. The biggest thing right here for the staff while we were closed was making sure that the staff and our animals were safe.
And, you know, we've heard of zoo animals in New York at the Bronx Zoo, for example, testing positive for the coronavirus. What animals are most at risk? And have you had any positive cases?
One of the things about in a zoo setting is that we have a full-time veterinary technician on staff. We have a veterinarian that comes in twice a week to check on our animals' health and welfare. This is something done as precautions all the time. We don't want to get the animals sick. So we're testing our animals all the time to make sure they're healthy. With the coronavirus, there was a possibility that it was going to be something that cats could catch. Our staff, again, we're wearing masks and wearing gloves the whole time that we have been in the shutdown at the zoo. However, when it was found out that a tiger contracted it at the Bronx Zoo along with a few other felines, we went even farther. We started putting on gowns and shields. But none of our animals have shown any sign of the illness. None of our staff have shown any sign of the illness.
And for visitors who plan to come after your reopening, what can they expect to see that will look a little different?
Well, a couple things is that we're going by state guidelines asking for masks to be worn. We're looking at distances of 6 feet between people. Family groups that have been together can be together, just staying 6 feet away from the next family. So we're calling that a stay with your herd. We want your group to stay together. You're going to be buying tickets online. Probably a 50% capacity is what the state has allowed us to do. So we're looking at doing two shifts. You can come in the morning shift or the afternoon shift. We're going to shut the zoo down between 12 and 1. Staffing is going to get out, all staff, myself included. We're going to go out there and we're going to do a deep clean. We are going to have a pathway through the zoo. So it's going to look a lot different, but really the thing that we want to do here is ensure as much as possible that our guests, our staff, and our animals are safe. Those are the three things that we have to maintain. And if we're not going to be able, if we don't maintain that, then we should open up.
Well, best of luck, and we'll stay in touch. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Diane. Appreciate it. Stay safe. Stay well.